Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and oh my God, I hope it is as sunny for you as it is for me right now. It is absolutely glorious out. It is amazing. Thank you, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my God, what a weekend. The sun was out. Oh, it was so incredible to have the sun shining. I think we all needed, I think regardless of what mood you were in, we were all just transformed into a happy mood because the sun was out. And I had an absolutely amazing weekend. We had my niece's christening on Saturday, and Sunday I got to spend the day with my beautiful family. So it was just truly, truly incredible. And today, as always, is a Monday, so I'm recording this for you right now to receive this beautiful energy and the words and the vibrations when you connect in with it on Wednesday or whenever you connect in with it. And today I'm coming to you with a manifesting hack. As you know, I absolutely love manifesting. Manifesting is incredible. When you truly tap into yourself, into the frequency, into the vibrations, and being grateful for being alive, for all that you have currently in your life, and always being grateful for what you are going to bring into your life. It's so, so important. But a lot of people forget that moving your body really comes into play when we're looking to manifest. When we move our body through dance or exercise, we increase our heart rate, and you breathe as you move, and your energy is moving through your body, and you are opening up the channels for energy to flow to and through you. So when we dance, when we exercise, I've always said this to clients. I've always said, I always feel I'm more divinely connected when I'm having a walk. Even actually in the gym this morning, I was in the gym at 6:15 this morning. And when I was in the gym, I was getting like these hits of nuggets, and I was writing them down in my phone for content, for things for my clients, and different things coming through me for my business. And I was like, yes, I love being in a flow state. So sometimes we always think with manifesting, we're sitting down or we're lying down or we're meditating, and this is where manifesting comes into play. No, that's meditation. Yes, that is when we can connect with source as well and energy. Yes, this is true. But to be in divine flow, what does flow mean? It's things to flow to and through you. So immediately move your body, get the energy flowing, go do an exercise class, get out for a walk in nature, be aware of what is flowing to and through you. Then immediately after it, sit down if you can with your palms facing upright and enjoy the silence. You'll be more present, and you'll be more present in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, and your senses will be heightened. While you enjoy this sensation, observe any ideas, thoughts, and answers that pop into your mind, which will feel like inspiration. So it is likely that it was energy that you have received from your consciousness, the universe, God, source, element, whatever you want to call it. Then act upon the idea you received. So I just did this when obviously I was in the gym this morning. That's why I wanted to give you this nuggets of wisdom for a manifesting hack for you in case you are stuck or stagnant in your manifesting. We need to be in flow for it. As you've heard me saying in the past, we need to take one step for the next step to follow. And that is the same with manifesting, moving the energy and moving our frequency. So we need to be able to be open to the inspiration that is coming our way by moving our body, by being in divine flow. So while that beautiful weather is out there right now, get moving that body, dance, shake those Shakira hips if you want to, do whatever you can. But the manifesting hack that I'm giving you today is to be in flow, move the body, shake what your mama gave you, do whatever you need, listen to the thoughts, ideas, and inspirations that are coming your way, and be divinely guided, and then take the action steps without delaying. This is the key. I have done it many a times where I've wrote down in the journals or on my phone all these ideas that have come to me. And then life just gets too busy, out of the way, and they're gone. So act upon anything that's coming up right now. As soon as you finish your move, get down, palms facing upright, ready to receive. What are the downloads and informations that is coming my way? Write them down and take the action steps. For me, I normally get divinely guided as I'm walking. And I've said it in past podcasts. If you see me walking the roads and I'm on my phone, I'm not texting anyone. I'm being divinely guided. So I'm writing down. I was on the treadmill this morning. I was writing down stuff because, again, things were just flowing into my consciousness and subconscious mind. And it was amazing. So, again, be in flow, work with these manifestation hacks so that you can help up level yourself to manifest what you're looking to bring into your reality. Remember, knowing that you have divine inspiration all around you every single day for you to tap into, but you have to be willing to tap into it. So that's just a little manifestation hack that is coming to you from me today, being in pure flow. Enjoy it, get into flow, get moving the body. Let's get inspiring into action and let's start living the life of our dreams. I'm literally here dancing as I'm saying it to you, like my hands are moving all over the place. I'm a very theatrical person. I'm like, woo, let's get going. I'm excited for you. Again, if you enjoyed this little snippet of a podcast episode, like, share, comment, do whatever needs to be done. Enjoy it. And again, let's get magical together. Let's get creating together and let's start living the most abundant, amazing life that there ever was and ever will be. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.